Elissa Walker-Campbell. Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios here at Yahoo Sports Radio. This is such a special time of year, the NBA preseason. It is underway, and that means the countdown is on to the start of the regular season. In fact, on Wednesday night, I had a chance to check out the Rockets and the Mavericks as Dallas was in town. I spoke with head coach Kevin McHale, and obviously, big expectations for the Rockets. They're returning 10 players. They've got the key components. They've got chemistry. They've got veteran leadership and the addition of Ty Lawson. They have an extra playmaker. And that is just one of several teams in the Western Conference we will be watching closely. My point man tonight, one of the rising stars in our business. You can find him on NBA TV. You can listen to him on NBA Sirius Radio. He is so talented and genuinely, I would say, one of the nicest guys in the business. Jared Greenberg is back with us. Good evening, Jared.
I think I owe you a big check for that introduction. Thank you.
Well, I will definitely take it and cash it. So anxious to get your thoughts on a number of teams, especially in the Western Conference. It is the NBA Superior Conference. It continues to flex its muscles. I think it got better in the offseason. Talk to me about what you see the forecast is for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, they won 67 games last year. Can they match last season's performance?
I don't think anybody can expect 67 wins again, especially with how easily they've won so many of those games. I think 45 double-digit wins. You know, winning a title, as the cliche goes, it's harder to repeat. You know, the bullseye's on your squarely on your back, and they come in with some challenges this year. They've changed a little bit, not a whole lot. You know, they lose David Lee, but I love the addition of Jason Thompson, one of the great rebounders and defenders in this league.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the big question is going to be Steve Kerr's health. And while he doesn't play, and certainly the guys on the team will be motivated to play for their coach, you have to wonder, with losing Alvin Gentry, the top assistant in New Orleans, and Steve Kerr's recent back issues, you know, hopefully there's some good stability there. And Luke Walton, for however long he has to be in charge, and I'm sure Steve Kerr is involved still every day. You know, I think they'll be okay, but saying 67 wins, that's a tall task.
Well, Luke Walton, of course, being promoted to the top assistant after Alvin Gentry moves on. And, you know, you got to have a lot of confidence in Luke Walton because he certainly has learned from the best. And you have to love just the trajectory of his career. I mean, it just skyrocketed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And Steve Kerr, heading into the NBA Finals, really had some high praise for Luke Walton and had him a couple of different times speak to the team as, you know, and that not that that doesn't happen on a regular basis around the NBA, but for a head coach to point out how a guy who is not his top assistant is speaking to the team based upon his championship experience and getting them ready for mentally what they were going to run into during the finals with all the media, all the added attention, the pressure that comes with it, the crowd, the way the referees ref the game. You know, I think that the organization really, really respects Luke Walton, and he'll be up for the task.
Jared Greenberg joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love for you to connect with us. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And Jared, reach out to our national audience where they can check out you on TV and on Sirius Radio.
Well, we're real busy. We're doing all 30 teams have a half-hour preview show on NBA TV, and those are already underway. And I've done some shows with the Lakers, the Bulls, and the Raptors. Those will be airing all throughout the weekend. You'll be able to check those out. And on SiriusXM NBA Radio, going to meet with the Miami Heat and air the training camp show early next week. So we've got a few things going on right now.
You are a busy guy. Okay, so as we continue our conversation about Golden State, they opened the preseason this past Monday night against Toronto. It looked like they picked up right where they left off. I mean, they were very impressive offensively. In your mind, though, could this perhaps be the start of an NBA dynasty? I mean, do they have that foundation? Because you had just mentioned, Jared, that, you know, essentially they kept their roster intact.
Yeah, and then I go back to what Michael Thompson said, who was Klay Thompson's dad, who played on Laker championship teams.
Sure.
He told Klay before they even won the title last spring that he thought this team had the potential to do that. But again, you know, as you mentioned right off the top, the West is so competitive. It's so tough night in, night out. And the biggest thing that was on Golden State's side last year was health. There were very few games that they missed due to injury. So you can't always expect that. We know how devastating big injuries have been around the NBA the last few years. So you hope that they can stay healthy because it's a treat to watch them play. It's so fun, the style they play. But you can't depend on the fact that you're not going to have a little bit of adversity throughout the course of the season.
What team in the Western Conference, Jared, do you view as the biggest threat to Golden State?
You know, I think that with the exception of Memphis, every team has questions heading into the year because of either new parts that they've added or injuries or just the unknown of how these guys play together. I think, you know, I mentioned a team like Memphis. I don't necessarily think that they're going to win the West and come out and go to the finals. But, you know, I think they're a team that they know who they are. They're, knowing your identity is so important. You don't have to figure that out through the course of the season. But I think a team like the Spurs, you know, everybody looks to them. They had the biggest offseason. They had LaMarcus Aldridge, first time that they've ever landed a high-priced, big-market free agent. And now you just have to wonder, can they play together? And it's easy just to say we've got all these great parts, but now you got to see them come together. And we know how great of a coach Greg Popovich is, but sometimes it just doesn't mesh. So it'll be great to watch. I think San Antonio will pose the greatest threat because of what they can be. But then again, look at Oklahoma City. If Kevin Durant's healthy, if Russell Westbrook is healthy, you add in Enes Kanter, Serge Ibaka comes back healthy. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's a team that's deeper than Oklahoma City as long as they're healthy.
You are listening to the voice of Jared Greenberg from NBA TV and NBA Radio right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You mentioned Oklahoma City. The 2014 MVP, Kevin Durant, he misses 55 games last season due to injuries. He's back. The Thunder title, their chances are dependent on what? Fill in the blank.
Health, number one. And number two, you know, they bring in a new coach who has had great success at the college ranks, but does Russell Westbrook buy into Billy Donovan's system? Does Kevin Durant buy in? Does Enes Kanter play enough defense to warrant enough playing time for Billy Donovan after getting a huge contract in the offseason? You know, these are all questions that they're going to figure out starting the preseason. But I think it's going to take a couple months for teams to really gel. I mean, look at Cleveland last year. Mm-hmm. Yes, they endured some injuries, but Cleveland really didn't turn it up until January of last season.
Hey, Jared Greenberg with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You know, it's interesting as you talk about Billy Donovan. Yes, he doesn't have NBA coaching experience, but it's important to point out that BD, he's got the championship experience, and he's such a likable guy. I mean, I really anticipate that KD and Russell and just some Kanter, Serge Ibaka, some of these players, they are going to buy into his system, his philosophy. And, you know, he's brought on some great assistants. I mean, the fact that Mo Cheeks has been reunited with Russell Westbrook, I mean, he played really well under him.
Yeah, he did, and that was a big loss. You know, a lot of people pointed that out when he left to go take the short-term head coaching job in Detroit a couple of years ago, how Westbrook would miss him. Yeah, I think there's no doubt that Donovan is a likable guy, and he's got the right attitude towards knowing the difference between professionals and college players. And listen, you can't deny, not only has Billy Donovan won a couple of titles in Florida, he's produced a whole lot of NBA players, so
yes.
He's got a lot of reference points.
Right, right.
But the bottom line is it hasn't been all that successful. You know, you could point out the Brad Stevens of the world, but then there's a whole handful of other coaches, including a guy that Billy Donovan, you know, knows a whole lot about, and Rick Pitino, who didn't have all that much success in the NBA. So I think that, again, there's a lot of unknown, and that's what makes the NBA so fun to watch. There's going to be a lot of drama unfolding throughout the course of the next 8 months.
You're right. Well, Oklahoma City, they're certainly, offensively, they've got so many strong weapons. I want to pick your brain. Talk to me about, I mean, do you think the Thunder overpaid for Kanter? I mean, was he worth it? I mean, what reported, like, almost $70 million for, what, over 5 or 4 years, that is. So, I mean, because he's not that terrific of a defender. I mean, what do you think on that, Jared?
Well, you got to give credit to Neil O'Shea, right? The general manager of the Portland Trailblazers, who set the bar and put out that offer sheet and made Oklahoma City have it to match it. It's hard to say what players are worth today because come next summer, everything changes with the new TV money that's going to come into play. And guys who are making what we view as a lot of money now, you know, may be considered to have team-friendly contracts come the next couple of years. So, I think Kanter brings a very special skill set to OKC. They needed some more depth up front. You know, Steven Adams is still growing into his own as a big-time center in this league. Serge Ibaka has had some injury issues. So, they lose Kendrick Perkins, who didn't provide much offense for OKC for the last few years. So I think it's important to have that threat, especially to help, spread the wealth around with so much pressure put on Westbrook and Durant. So it's hard to say what a guy is worth, and what I always like to say is, you know, I'm not here to take any money out of anybody's pocket.
Sure.
If a team is willing to pay a player, then yes, he's worth it, and that's what the market has dictated.
Well, if you're an OKC Thunder fan, you kind of grimace, though, just a bit, because I think, 3 years ago, James Harden, how in the world did they allow him to get away? Because that would be what seller's remorse, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, obviously, you trade away Jeremy Lamb, who was part of that deal. You still have Steven Adams.
Right.
There's not much that Sam Presti can really hold up and say we got value for James Harden now that he's an MVP candidate the last few years. But it was very short-sighted, I think, in the way they did that. The Clay Bennett, the owner reportedly of OKC, didn't want to go into luxury tax and feared that. And maybe they pulled the trigger a little too premature. I think there's no doubt they did that. But now the feeling is you're looking into the future and you're seeing Kevin Durant having the ability to leave.
Right.
And you're trying to retain as much talent around him. So if he were to choose to go somewhere else, the issue would be that he would go to a team with subpar talent and not be able to win as quickly as OKC can win right now.
And a lot of questions about the future and where will Kevin Durant land in the future. So anyways, Jared Greenberg has been with us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much, Jared.
You got it anytime.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR.